Chapter 3. Let's check it out. In the 20th century, social scientists undertook serious studies of the phenomenon of leadership. It has only been over the past 30 years that researchers have made a lot of progress in determining how people become effective leaders. We used to think that leaders were born and not made. Back in the old days, when strong social class barriers made it next to impossible for anyone to become a leader, we were trained to think that leadership was inherited. If your name wasn't Rockefeller, Firestone, Rothschild, or some other famous family name, you were not destined to become a leader. As class barriers crumbled and leaders arose from all parts of society, it became clear that leadership required more than being born into the right family. We began to realize that everybody has the potential of becoming a leader if they're given the chance.